One of China's top drug-fighting officials, Yang Fengrai, says he is concerned more foreigners in China during the Olympics could mean more illegal narcotics. Yang wears two hats. He is the Director General of the Ministry of Public Security's Narcotics Control Bureau. He is also the Permanent Deputy Secretary General of the newly created China National Narcotics Control Commission, an agency created by a law that went into effect on June 1st. The Chinese official says another issue of concern is the efforts to smuggle heroin through China. He says the heroin supply out of Southeast Asia's Golden Triangle region, made up of Burma, Laos, and Thailand, has decreased significantly. At the same time, he points to a relatively new area of opium production, the so-called Golden Crescent, an area that straddles Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. Chinese authorities recently foiled one case involving 50 kilograms of heroin and 30 carpets imported from Afghanistan and Pakistan. Officials say smugglers had injected the heroin into flexible plastic tubes 1 to 2 millimeters in diameter and then wrapped the tubes into colorful fibers that were woven into carpets. Yang says the Chinese government has taken special measures to deal with the threat of drugs from Afghanistan, which produces more than 90% of the world's supply of opium. Yang acknowledges there has been what he described as a very little amount of opium poppy cultivation in China, in eastern Fujian province, in western Gansu province, and in northeastern Heilongjiang province. But he says Chinese authorities use satellite pictures to detect the illegal crop and so have been able to take immediate action to eradicate the problem. Yang also says a small number of Chinese families in what he described as the border areas of cities also grow opium poppies, but he says it is only because they enjoy the beautiful flowers. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.